Hi, my name is Matt, and I'm excited to give this lightning talk about an alternative way about thinking of the social internet. I want to start by asking you about Facebook. A lot of people use Facebook, some of you may, and Facebook is supposed to do one job and do it pretty well. Deliver updates to your friends. And on the other side, show you updates from your friends. So, do you trust them to do that? Do they do a good job? The truth is they don't, and there's a lot more that Facebook does wrong. Facebook selects status updates, news articles, memes, anything else that they want to show you in your feed so that you do one thing, and that is keep scrolling. Stay on Facebook. Facebook wants you to stay on Facebook as long as possible so they can show you more ads, no matter what that takes. That means they're not optimizing for an accurate view of the world when sharing news. They're optimizing for what are you going to be excited to see? What's going to incite an emotional reaction? What are you going to engage with? Engagement is the golden word for them. How do you spend more time on Facebook? This means you might see updates from a friend of a friend if they've got lots of people talking about it, but it's not necessarily something you care about. This means you won't necessarily see updates from your mom if nobody's made any comments on them, or if it happened a couple days ago. Facebook sells ads to make money. In the fourth quarter of 2021, Facebook made over $60 per user in the US and Canada. That's a lot of ads that they sold to show to you. $60 per user. That's a lot. So, don't trust the beast to keep you informed, and don't feed the beast with your updates. If you post status updates on Facebook, that means you're telling all of your friends that they have to go to Facebook to see what you're up to. And that's not fair. That's not fair to them. And it's not a private step to take to give all of that data, all of your private updates, to Facebook. It may not be particularly private what a picture that you're posting of your kids or your night out on town. But it also doesn't need to be public. It's not something that you need to share with them. So what do you do if you do want to share updates with your friends and family? There's a really spectacular alternative, and that's a private blog. Blogging has been around all over the place. Blogging is really popular, but blogging is very public. The internet is very public. A private blog is a blog that includes access control. You are able to select who sees the posts that you add. And since it's your own site, that means it's automatically private. Only the people who you share it with are able to see. And they're connecting directly to your site, so it's a secure channel. So all of the dragnet surveillance that people complain about disappears when you're sharing things on a private blog. And there's the other side. What about seeing what your friends are up to? RSS and Atom are two very popular formats for web feeds. And web feeds solve this problem. Web feeds solve the problem of aggregating updates from websites into one place so that you can see them all in a central location. And since these are standards, that means any of your friends who are running a private blog, you can follow. But all of the millions of websites that are out there and public blogs, almost all of them already have feeds, have web feeds. So you can follow them as well in a feed reader. So if you combine a private blog with a feed reader, you're able to replicate all of the functionality that Facebook is supposed to provide in a way that you control. And that control and that security is really, really important. So Haven is one option. Haven is a piece of free software that I wrote and have made publicly available on GitHub. And it is a private blogging system designed for self-hosting with a built-in feed reader. This lets you implement both sides of this, you know, sharing updates as well as seeing what other people are doing and following updates from the various blogs on the public internet that you're excited about. But it's not the only option. These are standards, which means it's easy to build your own. The first implementation I made was a static website behind an Apache web server using HTTP Basic Auth. And that was it. And it worked. So this is why I built Haven. I think it paves the way for a much healthier way for people to interact online, giving us all of the online social interactions that we really do want without any of the downsides of centralized authority that's able to decide what gets shared and what doesn't, what gets censored, what gets shared with law enforcement proactively without a warrant. No tracking or performance degrading portions of the experience. So I hope that you'll take a chance to check out Haven, think about the content of this talk, and maybe try putting together your own private blog. Thank you so much.